BVA announces D.C. as 75th convention site. This main entry of the BVA bulletin is highlighted by a photo, an introductory section, and four subtitled sections. The nighttime photo reveals a statue of four men raising a pole. In the background is the Washington Monument, and further in the distance, the United States Capitol. The caption states, "Attendees of the BVA 75th National Convention will be lodging just minutes from the Marine Corps War Memorial depicting the renowned flag raising as the World War II Battle of Iwo Jima concluded." Photo courtesy of Washington.org. The article begins, "Blinded veterans and their families may now begin planning to attend BVA's 75th National Convention in Washington, D.C. The five-day event will convene on Monday, August 17th, and culminate on Friday, August 21st of 2020. To make your hotel reservations, please call the Hyatt Regency Capitol Hill Hotel at 844-268-6148 and identify yourself as part of BVA's event with code G-BVA9. Information on registration and room rates will be available soon. For additional information, visit www.bva.org/convention. Major events of the convention already scheduled are National President's Reception and Dinner on Tuesday, August 18th, Official Business Meetings Wednesday, August 19th, and the Father Carroll Memorial Luncheon Thursday, August 20th. A special invitation is being extended to all potential exhibitors and sponsors to come to Washington, D.C. Registration for the convention will open online in May. If required, an electronic or printed copy of the registration packet can be provided to you. Please contact Charles Reynolds at creynolds@bva.org if you require an electronic or print copy of the registration packet. Formal official notice. Pursuant to the provisions of Section 3B of Article 9 of the National Convention of the BVA National Bylaws, all members of the Blinded Veterans Association in good standing are hereby notified that the BVA 75th National Convention will be held at the Hyatt Regency Capitol Hill Hotel at 400 New Jersey Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001, from Monday, August 17th through Friday, August 21st, 2020. Periodic updates regarding the convention will be posted to the convention page within the News and Events section of the BVA website. Proxy form deadline. BVA members in good standing who wish to vote by proxy may request a special proxy by writing or calling the Administrative Director at BVA National Headquarters no later than 45 days before the opening day of the 75th National Convention. The 45th day falls on Friday, July 3rd. In compliance with Section 2C of Article 9, the proxy form must be completed and returned to BVA National Headquarters, attention, Administrative Director. To be considered valid, the envelope containing the form must be postmarked no later than 21 days before the opening date of the convention. The due date is Monday, July 27. Jones announces dates for required actions. Administrative Director Bridget Jones has announced the following schedule of administrative actions that must be accomplished by regional groups and individuals leading up to the opening of the BVA 75th National Convention in Washington, D.C. on August 17th. BVA National Headquarters will distribute notices during the month of January regarding nominations for Certificates of Appreciation, the Mas and Diener Awards, and the David L. Schneer Volunteer Service Award. These actions will also occur in compliance with articles within the BVA National Bylaws. A reminder will be mailed to regional group presidents and secretaries on March 20th regarding the due date for submission of bylaw amendments for consideration at the convention. A mailing to all BVA members in good standing and residing in Districts 5 and 6 will also occur on or before Friday, March 20th. That's 150 days leading up to August 17th. The mailing will call for nominations for district director. Three copies of the credentials form will also be mailed on April 19th to all regional groups. Both regional groups and individuals should refer to the following timeline in preparing for the convention. Items listed include actions required by the association's national headquarters, regional groups, and individuals. Questions can be addressed by calling 800-669-7079. Asterisks indicate actions required by BVA national bylaws. 1. March 20th, asterisk, no later than 150 days before convention. Mail call for nomination of directors of Districts 5 and 6 to members in good standing from each of the two districts. Article 6, Section 3D, also published in the March-April BVA Bulletin. 2. March 20th, asterisk. National Headquarters sends reminders to regional group presidents and secretaries that proposed bylaw amendments to be considered at the 75th National Convention must be postmarked no later than 90 days before the convention, or May 19th. 3. April 17th, asterisk. Mail credentials forms to regional group presidents, vice presidents, secretaries, and treasurer, 3 copies each, Article 14, Section 12C. 4. April 17th, asterisk. Nominations for BVA Certificates of Appreciation, the Melvin J. Moss and Irving Diener Awards, and the David L. Schneer Service Award, all due at National Headquarters. 5. May 8th, asterisk. No earlier than 100 days before convention. Earliest date to mail pre-registration package and official convention notice to potential attendees. Actual 100-day mark before the convention is May 9th, which is a Saturday this year, requiring a May 11th mailing. 6. Mid-May, asterisk, 75th National Convention pre-registration package prepared and sent to printer. 7. Mid-May, asterisk, 75th National Convention proxy forms mailed, but only by request to National Headquarters Administrative Director. 8. May 19th, no earlier than 90 days before convention. Earliest date to distribute ballots to districts 5 and 6, Article 6, Section 3D. 9. May 19th, no later than 90 days before convention, envelopes containing proposed bylaw amendments must be directed to National Headquarters and postmarked, Article 19, Section 1B. 10. May 19th, no earlier than 90 days before convention, earliest date to mail proposed bylaw amendments to members in good standing, Article 19, Section 1B. 11. May 19th, 90 days before convention and 60 days following the original mail call referred to above, nominations for regular elections of directors of districts 5 and 6. 12. June 3rd, no later than 75 days before convention, latest date to mail pre-registration official convention notice. 13. June 8th, no later than 70 days before convention, latest date for National Headquarters to mail ballots for regular elections of directors of districts 5 and 6, Article 6, Section 3D. 14. June 15th, asterisk. National Headquarters mails annual financial report forms, 3 copies, to treasurers of regional groups. 15. July 3rd, no later than 45 days before convention, ballots for regular elections of directors of districts 5 and 6 are due at National Headquarters. 16. July 3rd, no later than 45 days before convention, latest date to mail proposed bylaw amendments to members in good standing. 17. July 8th, no later than 40 days before convention, regional group meeting notices to elect convention delegates must be mailed to group members. A copy of the notice must also be mailed to National Headquarters at the same time it is mailed to the group membership. 18. July 13th, 35 days before convention, National Headquarters counts election ballots for regular elections of directors of districts 5 and 6. And finally, 19. July 27th, 21 days before convention, completed delegate credentials forms and proxy forms must be postmarked no later than midnight. Award submissions highlight convention preparations. This year marks 75 years of blinded veterans serving blinded veterans. Each year, BVA recognizes at the National Convention those who have sacrificed and excelled extraordinarily in their lives. Awards include the Major General Melvin J. Moss Award, the Irving Diener Award, the David L. Schneer Award, and Certificates of Appreciation. These awards were established in order to recognize the honor that these individuals brought to the organization and the effort and dedication that were required to do so. The Major General Melvin J. Moss Achievement Award was initiated by the late Baynard H. Kendrick, a renowned mystery writer and author of Lights Out, the story of a World War II blinded veteran. The award seeks to honor the individual who has contributed to the positive image of the blind community through his or her professional achievement. In honor of Moss, nominations should be individuals who have found success in their employment despite their vision loss and who have also helped other blinded veterans find independence. Before his death, Moss was quoted in the New York Times, quote, "A handicapped person who lives up to his potential leads a more successful life than the so-called normal person who uses only 50% of his capabilities," end quote. Winners of the MAS Award are men and women with service-connected blindness who have overcome their disability to become independent in their daily living. The Irving Diener Award was initiated by a former member of the BVA National Advisory Committee who continuously supported BVA. As an individual, Diener sought to empower those who were dedicated to the organization. The award seeks to honor those who have made an outstanding commitment to their BVA regional group and the national organization, rather than for their personal achievements in rehabilitation or employment. Diener saw that by recognizing one individual, he was motivating BVA members to focus on helping veterans located close to them geographically. World War II blinded veteran David L. Schneer was an early member of BVA and a member of the National Board of Directors for more than 40 years, including director of District 1. During those same years, he was a volunteer at the New York City Regional Office. Today, BVA continues to honor David's volunteerism through the Volunteer Service Award. Recipients of this award should be exemplary volunteers locally and/or nationally. They should have a thorough knowledge of the VA system and serve as a spokesperson for the needs of all blinded veterans. The Certificate of Appreciation is in place to acknowledge those who have positively influenced the blinded veteran community and the achievements of its members. To be eligible for this award, the individual cannot be a BVA member or a relative of a BVA member. The award is limited to those in the field of blind rehabilitation who serve veterans with vision loss. Nominations for each of the previously mentioned awards are currently being accepted. All award nominations are due April 19th. Further information, as well as nomination guidelines and criteria, can be found on the BVA website. Those selected will be honored at the convention. The venue for the MAS, Diener, and Schneer Awards is the Friday Awards Banquet, the culminating event of the convention week. The awards banquet also recognizes the regional groups who have earned the gold, silver, and bronze gavels for the past fiscal year. Certificates of appreciation are awarded at the Thursday Father Thomas Carroll Memorial Luncheon following the luncheon's keynote address. Please direct any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding convention events to Charles Reynolds at creynolds@bva.org.